KXSA Radio News.
Tropical storm Julia's maximum sustained winds have increased to 45 miles per hour in the Caribbean Sea. That's according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Julia was forecasted to pass near or over Colombia's San Andreas and Providencia Island Saturday night on its way to landfall in Nicaragua on Sunday morning. More than 100 immigrant youth and allies rallied in front of Capitol Hill for a permanent pathway to citizenship for deferred action for childhood arrivals recipients. This follows a federal appeals court ruling against the program's legality. It will temporarily allow DACA's protections to remain in place while a lower court conducts further review in light of the Biden administration's recent efforts to codify the policy into administrative law. Around a dozen people were arrested for blocking the street in front of Senator Chuck Schumer's office.
Two Russians seeking asylum in the United States took a small boat from Russia to Alaska earlier this week. News media in Alaska say villagers alerted the Coast Guard after the men came ashore Tuesday on St. Lawrence Island. That's in the middle of the Bering Sea between Russia and Alaska. The men were flown to Anchorage, where they're now in the Department of Homeland Security custody, while their asylum claim is being processed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has signed off on an Independence Commission's recommendation to remove from U.S. military facilities all names, symbols, displays, monuments, and paraphernalia that honored or commemorated the Confederacy. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says midterm elections are, quote, just a question of turning out the vote.
We know that the public is with us. It's just a question of turning out the vote. Any doubt that anyone might have had in their mind about the enthusiasm of the Democratic voter has completely should be dispelled by the Dobbs decision.
That was during an interview with ABC News. The Labor Department is reporting employers added 263,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell to a 50-year low of 3.5% in September as businesses continue to hire from a shrinking pool of workers. Elon Musk and Twitter now have until the end of the month to finalize the $44 billion deal for the billionaire to purchase the platform. This is according to a judge ruling. It marks the latest in the legal battle between Twitter and Musk to force him to follow through on his previous commitment to buy the company. U.S. researchers say the number of gray whales off western North America has continued to fall over the last 2 years. This is a decline that resembles previous population swings over the past several decades. Researchers are still investigating the die-off. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.